Just a sec, I'm just going to close my door. BRB.
BRB.
Me too.
Oh, don't leave me.
I'm still here. I can reach my door.
I get lonely when you guys leave.
Okay.
I'm still talking to you.
Alright, you ready?
Be quiet now, Josh, we're recording.
Three.
If your brother starts talking, I'm going to punch him.
Oh, I know, right? Me too. I actually will.
He can be an impromptu special.
No, he cannot, Scott.
Walshy, I have to present an unfortunate fact.
What?
I only have 690 hours left of recording.
Oh, yeah, that's... Where's mine? Oh, no, I can't find it. Panic mode.
It's down the bottom of it.
Yeah, oh, no, there it is. Okay, it's there now. It wasn't there before.
Oh.
I think I have... Wait, where is it? No, it's gone again. I have, like, 226 hours.
Okay.
We better hurry this up.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Micah, I'm a bit worried, Micah. I just found out that I've only got 690 hours of recording.
Yeah, I heard. I heard.
Oh. No, he's just making sure. He's thinking of everyone.
Yeah.
Well, I have, like, 269.
That's pathetic.
Yeah. That's pathetic.
Except I have less, so.
Anyway. All right, here we go.
Ow! Oh, oh, that hurt.
Shut up.
Oh. Sorry, I told you I was swinging.
All right, we'll just get Walshy. Just let Walshy have a sec of recoup.
My head hurts. I think I'm bleeding.
Okay, you just can't strip these things.
Yeah.
No, all right, I'm ready to go.
All right.
I'll stop crying now.
Okie dokie. Smoking a lot of cigarettes lately, but inside, it's just a little empty.
Oh, it's okay to say that a week's up. You don't always have to be. Last year, you knew us as the Can You Dig It podcast, but this year, we bring you the next level. Introducing the Gaming Experts Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of the Gaming Experts Network podcast. My name is Scott, and my guests, or not my guests, my co-hosts today are Micah and Walshy. How are you going, guys?
Good. Yeah, good. I think one of us meant to come in here.
I was waiting for Micah to start talking, but
yeah, I was waiting for you.
Awkward time. Hello.
Scott, I have something to take up with you.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep.
You go.
Waiting.
Waiting.
Co-host.
What?
Oh, thanks.
What do you mean? What's wrong with that?
We're off to a great great start.
That's
yeah.
Oh,
man.
That's ironic.
I know I say it a lot, but this is professionalism right here.
Yeah, definitely.
This is the way we do it.
What's wrong with co-host?
What?
What's wrong with co-host?
You make it sound like you're the host.
No, we're co-hosts, Micah.
Well, I wanted together. You to clarify that.
Oh, for God's sake.
You're silly.
Very silly. Mm-hmm. Too silly.
Become less silly.
Okay.
Easy. All right. So, we are the Gaming Experts Network. We review games. We cover gaming news. We Twitter about crap. We also have a Facebook page and some other stuff that you can listen to us and this podcast.
I don't even think the Facebook page is live yet, is it?
No, it's not. No. We'll get around to that sometime. So Facebook page, or maybe it's not. Maybe you're listening to this 2 months down the track and we're now a multi-billion-dollar company and we're like the top of the charts in iTunes. And
I seriously doubt legit. That, but
all right,
you know,
well,
that's nice to think about.
We have it on recording, and in 20 years from now, I have to write myself a memo to come back and listen to this podcast.
Can you? All right. Hello, okay. Future me. Hello, future me. I'm sure I'll be listening to this in like, I don't know, 6 months. I'll probably come back and listen to it. Hello. How's it going?
Good.
Dun, dun, dun.
Scott, okay. I'll make a bet with you.
Okay.
If we become a multi-million dollar company,
yeah,
I will give you $1 million.
Damn, I was hoping for a kidney.
Okay?
This is... Kidney. It's on, like... It's documented now, so if it actually does happen, Mike, you do owe Scott that much money.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
Well, so, we'll have enough money to do it anyway, so it'll be all right.
Well, technically, it'd be Scott's money anyway.
Yeah, well, why? It'd be our money.
Well, not necessarily. You know what I mean.
You three would just have to let go of $1 million.
You three?
You two.
Yeah, those two of us.
Is there some stalker in this conversation too?
Yeah, I'll
introduce him later.
Shh. Smooth. I'll introduce him later.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
I know, I'm just telling him smooth. Shut up, Micah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you haven't listened to the pilot episode, which if you haven't, pause it right now. Yeah, okay. Have you paused it? Oh, you wouldn't know because you paused it. But anyway, go back and listen to episode 0, the pilot, because I can't really be bothered going over everything right now. But yeah, basically, as I badly explained before, thank you.
Didn't you say you were going to take that down, though?
Well, no, not anymore. We're not taking it down anymore.
Okay. Fair enough.
Decision made.
Guys, I think I'm having a heart attack. Okay. Oh, that hurt. Right, that sneeze actually hurt me.
I'll just kick
you
out.
You just can't script those things.
Oh, shut up, Michael. I'll just kick you out of the Skype call. How do I? Oh, damn it! I'm not host. Oh well, that next time. Anyway, so we're going to talk about some stuff to do with some gaming and stuff, and then some other stuff. This is fantastic.
Going well.
Off to a leaping, bounding something. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm going to be quiet.
Makes it even more awkward.
Something.
Doing well.
This is awkward.
So we record on a Friday and we upload on a Friday now. As stated previously, in a couple of months it'll probably be on Sunday or something.
Didn't we say all this in like the pilot episode or whatever?
Yeah
exactly. So if you haven't already paused it and listened to it, if you have, thank you very much for going back and listening. I hope you enjoyed our light comical banter. But if you haven't, pause it now. Have you paused it? I swear we've talked about this before. On to the next topic.
Oh my god.
Deja vu. Swear this has happened before.
So, Walshy, I think we are going to talk about...
That is... What happened then?
What?
Scott, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, what just happened?
That was just really bad.
We just want to stop talking.
Yeah. Anyway, someone has something to say that is constructive.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Come on.
Yeah.
Constructive
one
stuff.
Of us.
Why don't we just lead into the first topic or something?
That's probably a good idea.
There's this new gaming console, right? I don't know. Well, is it a console? A handheld. New gaming handheld. There you go. I don't know if you've heard of it. It starts with a P and ends in S Vita. No one?
Is it? Yeah, it's just PS Vita, isn't it?
It's not PSP Vita, no. And it is like this huge, multi-functioning... Not huge, as in huge, but it's got a lot of features like thumbsticks and back touchpads and top buttons and a touchscreen and all that stuff.
And other stuff that you can do stuff on.
And there's some more stuff. I'll just Google PS Vita.
Oh, God.
Live Googling it for the win.
Basically, it's a more powerful, more, like, high-tech version of the PSP.
Yeah.
It's got a touchy thing on the back, hasn't it?
Yeah, a touch panel, so you can, like, control...
So some of the games have, like, functions where you use the little touchscreen on the... I don't know. Would you call it? No, you wouldn't call it a touchscreen. Like a touchpad on the back.
It's called a touchpad.
And touchpad, yeah. Well, use the touchpad on the back for some game functions and stuff. It actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the prices are a bit steep, I think.
I think in America it's $250 for the Wi-Fi and $300 for the Wi-Fi plus 3G. But in Australia, the Wi-Fi, it says something about $348 from Harvey Norman. So I don't know if that's the right pricing because it sounds strangely rounded. But
I'm sure it'd be like varied among shops as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Like you could buy it for cheaper from some place.
Yeah.
I don't know. Continue. There you go.
It's got a 5-inch OLED touchscreen. Wait. What's the little sign for the inch? Is it one apostrophe or two?
It's
two.
Okay, well, sorry, I'll just say that again.
I think a foot is one apostrophe.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, so the PS Vita, according to Wikipedia, has a 5-foot OLED touchscreen.
Hilarious.
Wait, no. I'll zoom
inches
in.
Inches two.
It's an S OLED, not 5-inch. So, okay, ignore me.
This is going so
slow. I know, it is 5-inch. Yeah. It is 5-inch.
Yeah.
So it's
5-inch.
S OLED or something. I know.
And that's probably the type of screen.
Yeah,
is it LED as in LED?
OLED, yeah.
OLED, yeah. I don't know what that means.
It's got a camera on the back. It's got a camera on the front as well. Goodness. It's got speakers on left and right, D-pad, square, triangle, circle, X, right stick, left stick, home button, and then it's got a memory card slot on the back, a mic on the back, a touchpad on the back, a rear camera on the back, a multi-use connector on the bottom, earphone, whatever that thing is, left and right button. Oh, there's so much stuff on it.
Yeah, the more we talk about it, the more I want one, because I have a PSP, right? And the fact that it only has one thumbstick is just really annoying, because a lot of the games you play are really clunky, like the controls, because you only have the one thumbstick, where, like, if you're playing a shooter, you really kind of need two thumbsticks, or at least, like, a keyboard if you're playing whatever. It's really annoying, but the fact that this one has two thumbsticks,
that's
cool. Two thumbs up. Yeah.
So it was released on December the 17th, 2011 in Japan. So that was late last year, which is surprising. But only yesterday in Australia, so February 23rd. I should mention we're based on the central east coast of Australia, just to give you an idea of where we are, north of Sydney. If you're playing along at home.
But then they can find us in Eggers and stuff, like Eggers houses.
Or they just have to egg the entire eastern coast to get us.
Well, you said north of Sydney, so they only have to do half of it.
Okay. There you go. All right, so we've made your lives easier, guys. There you go.
It seems relevant.
Helpful
tips. Anyway.
Yeah, so...
I want to say something about the games and stuff on the PSP Vita. Not PSP Vita, PS Vita.
Yeah,
they look pretty good. They've got... At the moment, they've got Uncharted Golden Abyss, which looks ridiculously good. Apparently, it's the pick of the lot, according to people that actually have it, because I'm assuming you guys don't have it.
No.
Okay, I wouldn't think so. Anyway, they've got stuff like Uncharted, they've got a Katamari game, there is a Dynasty Warriors game, there's stuff like Oddworld. Did you guys ever play Oddworld?
No. Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah?
Oh, Abe's Odyssey. That game was weird.
That game was amazing.
What was it called?
Abe's Odyssey. Or Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they got two. On the PlayStation. That was such a good game. Anyway, they got two games in the Oddworld series coming out for the Vita. There's no release date announced, but they're coming. There's Modern Nation Races, which is on the PS3 as well. Stuff like Madden, MotorStorm, Mortal Kombat, Little Big Planet, Lego Harry Potter, Lego Batman.
Wow.
And they've even got a Call of Duty game, an unnamed Call of Duty game coming fall 2012.
Oh God, no!
What?
Oh, I clicked the PS Vita ad and music was playing in my ears.
Good one.
That game.
Professionalism.
I hate music.
Oh, yeah, music just sucks. Anyway, you were saying?
Anyway, yeah, they have an unnamed Call of Duty game coming out fall 2012, which is America, so that'll be September, October, November.
Yeah.
For all of you Americans. And even an untitled Bioshock game too, which hasn't got a release date at all. So there's a fair few games that look really good. So I'd say give it a buy. I don't know.
Well, it's not giving me prices. What retail should I check? EB Games, Game? I'll go EB Games with the dearest. I'll check there for Wi-Fi.
Sony
PS Vita's Wi-Fi are selling for approximately $348. Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
And so I assume, therefore, that the 3G one will be more expensive.
Yeah, well, it would be. Logically.
Just checking that.
be a bit dodgy if it was.
Yeah, 418, so it's quite expensive for the 3G one.
It's not that bad. Well, then you have to pay like $70 per new game, I think, as well. Like, I know Uncharted's $70.
It's pretty dear. Oh, 3G models sold out anyway, so.
Well. Yeah, I've pulled up a... This is going to go in another section of the podcast, but, you know, we can use it here. Because it fits in. But it doesn't actually have a proper figure, but the article is about the US Vita sales in the first week or something, because it came out about 10 days ago in America, whereas it only came out yesterday.
The first edition bundle, came out on the 17th, I think. But
15th.
Oh, the 15th. But the actual, not the first release, came out on Wednesday. So 2 days ago.
Well, anyway, it doesn't have a proper, a proper, like, number of sales, but apparently they're very positive, so.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And it's done well in Japan as well, but not as well as they want it to be. So you can take it either way. You could say it went well, you could say it didn't go well.
But yeah, there's like, there's an app store on it. I'm not sure what the app store's called. PS Store, but it's got Skype, Facebook, Foursquare, internet browser, music player, video player, and then a whole bunch of other crap. It's probably not crap, though.
You might be able to get, like, small games and stuff on there, too, I guess. Like, eventually.
Yeah, it looks like you can.
They might work that in there. Mikey, you're not saying very much. Say something.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the PS Vita.
It's probably going to end up happening a lot, guys. Me and Scott will just talk, and then Mike will sit in the back and say nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you pick subjects that I have no idea about, so...
Well, when it's your turn to pick news articles, you pick something you want to talk about.
No, I'll pick something you like to talk about, because it's my turn. I think that's a good idea.
That does not make sense.
Really?
Yeah, really. Oh, I was looking at the list of games and stuff, and I just noticed that a lot of them have PS3 connectivity. I don't know what that means. Like, I don't know...
That'd be cool.
What stuff you can do. I don't know what you can do with that, like whether you can play it through your PS3 or something, but that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
A lot of the games don't have that stuff, though. Like, maybe 3/4 of them are, like, PS3 compatible.
Yeah, yep.
And the other ones aren't, so... Right. There's a Doctor Who game coming.
Oh, God. It was terrible last time. It's like...
What was?
Oh, the Doctor Who game for, like, the Wii and the iPhone and all that. Oh, it's just terrible.
I never played it, so...
People were upset about it.
Scott, what was it like?
I never played it, but I know Good Game, a very popular gaming TV show and
news site
in Australia, they talked a lot about it and how crap it was because they reviewed it.
Yeah.
Just so bad.
Actually, I think... I remember that, actually. I think...
Yeah.
I don't know, they reviewed something else that was similar, I think, and it was really bad too, so.
Yeah.
I think it's time gaming companies realize that, like, TV shows and movies don't go with games well.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, the Lego stuff, but that doesn't really count.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yep. So, PS Vita. What do you reckon, guys? Are you going to think of getting one in the future?
In the future, yeah.
Okay,
but
if you had the money, would you buy it? Or you had two things you want to buy, one being the PS Vita and one being something else, would you get it?
Because I don't have a 3DS. Because they're both pretty much like the new generation of handheld consoles.
I'd go PS Vita.
I would go PS Vita as well. Simply, not because I'm saying the 3DS is bad, I'm saying because the games on the PS Vita... Okay. I'm likely to play more.
Yeah, and Micah?
Like, I'd play Mario Kart and stuff, but...
Is it a choice between the 3DS and the PS Vita, or just PS Vita and
We'll say, nothing? Hypothetically right, in this question...
Yeah, hypothetically.
If you were being chased by a Velociraptor, right, and it had a gun, and it pointed it at you and said, I have these two gaming consoles, the PS Vita and the 3DS. They both cost $350, and you have to buy one of them, or I will shoot you. And assume that they're both $350 in this case. If it's a life or death situation, Micah, what would you do?
I would probably ask how the Velociraptor's holding, like, a gun and
you
the two...
You are such too a bad. Spoil Micah, sport, Micah, I swear. You're dead. Come on.
Micah, you're dead.
No, I'm dead.
Too bad.
Okay.
Yep.
I just won't talk anymore.
Okay, cool. That sounds good. So, do we have anything else interesting? Or is that it? Is that everything that happened last week?
Well, this week in gaming. I don't know. There's probably something. There's probably some game release. I don't know. Okay. Uncharted Golden Abyss came out for the PlayStation Vita. What else did? Little Big Planet for the PS Vita came out this week. I'll stop now.
That'd be a pretty cool game, I reckon.
Wait, no, it didn't. Sorry, not Little Big Planet.
Oh, well, either way, it'll still be pretty cool, I'm sure.
That comes out on March 31st.
Right.
I'd play that.
Yep. That does sound pretty good. Because I know I liked it on the PS2. Oh, sorry, PS3.
Yeah. Wait, did you play 1 or 2?
I think I only ever played 1.
1, yeah. That's
it was too
I think I have 2. I don't think I've played it, though.
Oh.
I can't remember. I know I played 1 for a while, and then got bored when I started playing Mass Effect.
Yep.
But, which is an amazing game, by the way.
Micah, so.
Play Mass Effect.
Yeah, you've told me to do that, like, so many times.
Why wouldn't you, though? It's so good.
Because it's at my dad's house, and I don't go there very often.
Well, when you do, play it.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Just completely ignore him and play it.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does your dad play Mass Effect?
He used to. He finished them both.
Oh, okay. He's a good man.
Good on him.
Anyway.
Yeah. So.
Do you want to talk about news?
Yeah. Why not?
Just some articles? All right. Well, I found, because I decided it was my job to find the news articles for today. Anyway, I found that thing on the PS Vita, because I didn't know we were going to talk about that straight up, but... Anyway, now I have one more thing to talk about. I found an article on IGN about what real soldiers think of shooting games, like Call of Duty and Battlefield.
Oh,
and
right.
That stuff. Do you want me to read the entire article, or do you want me to just paraphrase?
Paraphrase.
Paraphrase. It's not long, but it's just
paraphrase. Wordy.
Okay, pretty much, their general comment on it is that games like Modern Warfare 3 and Battlefield 3 aren't really a proper... Even though, like, they're good, like, gun-wise, like, the guns are similar, the noises they make are similar, the battlefields are sort of, like, similar to what you'd find in real life.
Right.
The whole situation of it, like, a one man running around doing the whole whatever thing isn't, like, a good representation at all, or even the mentality of the whole situation. Micah, what is your opinion on that? Do you agree, or do you what? Because, you know, a cadet.
Well, I find it ridiculous that one person can take down a entire sort of army thing. Like in Call of Duty, it's ridiculous. Like you play as like a couple of different characters, and they're the only characters that really do anything.
Yeah, well, it'd be a boring game if it was anything different.
Yeah, I know, but like things like games like Halo, it kind of makes sense that it's the one person doing everything.
Halo is more.
Yeah. Realistic games like that are meant to be, like, meant to reflect how it's actually going on is just ridiculous.
Yeah. Halo does it well.
Yeah.
Like, the whole, you have to work together to sort of either complete the objective or even to kill someone. Like, it's team shotting, like, that's the term for it, is, like, a whole big part of the combat system in Halo, whereas it's not in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You played Call of Duty, Scott?
I did at my friend's house, but that'll be true of a lot of most of the games that we talk about. Oh, I might have played at my friend's house. Yeah, I sat down for about an hour and played the campaign, and I know it's a pretty cool game, as far as I could tell. I liked it.
Wait, which one did you play?
Oh, Black Ops, I think.
Black Ops? Yeah. Black Ops is fun.
I think Modern Black Warfare Ops. 3 isn't as good anymore.
Well, I don't know. Because I've played all the Call of Duty since Call of Duty 4, so...
Right.
I have some sort of experience in that area. Alright. I'm going to lay it down. Call of Duty 4 was amazing. It's my favorite. World at War, not so great. Modern Warfare 2, fun, but the whole exploiting grenade launchers thing was ridiculous. Black Ops was good. and Modern Warfare 3 is okay. It's not bad, but
yeah,
it's not. Yeah. It's like it to me. It seems like they just copy pasted the code from Modern Warfare 2 over to Modern Warfare 3 and made different maps and maybe one or two different guns. Like, it doesn't seem that different, but it's still fun. I like it.
I've played all of those except for Modern Warfare 3. So
yeah. Oh, guys, I got a mode the other day. I'm so cool. You probably have no idea what that means.
No.
A what?
A MOBE. Mother of all... Massive Ordnance Airdrop? Mother of all bombs? Which one is it, Micah?
A MOBE.
I wasn't really paying attention. A MOBE.
M-O-A-B.
M-O-A-B?
M-O-A-B, yeah.
I have no idea.
It's either Massive Ordnance Air Bomb or... Aerial Bomb or something like that. Or Mother of all bombs. I don't know. I can't remember what it means.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Either one, I assume it produces a large explosion.
It does. It kills the entire enemy team. It's fun. Trying to Google it.
Massive Ordnance Air Blast.
Blast, that's the one. Okay.
Or Mother of All Bombs is both.
Both. Hey! Extra points for me.
It's a GBU-43B.
See, I don't know what that means.
Me either. This is what Wikipedia's telling me.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, it's orange.
What?
The picture of the bomb, it's orange.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
Yeah, there's not really much to talk about. It's just really them sort of giving the entire... Like, they all seem to have, like, the one opinion on the situation, which is it doesn't sum up to, like, a real-life situation at all. It's a good representation of what it would look like and what the guns would, like, sound like and stuff, but...
Yeah. Another thing is, like, they, how the one character can use all the weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that
I think that's actually mentioned, yeah. Like, they don't have... In real life, you wouldn't have training for all that...
No,
all
you wouldn't.
All like, the different stuff. Like, you wouldn't...
I don't know what it's like in America, but here, you're basically trained in one area.
So would you be trained in like if you were a scout recon dude, would you be trained with like a sniper rifle rather than assault rifles and stuff?
That would be like the marksman area.
Yeah.
Like you can be a sniper where you just like sit around and wait for ages and that's your only purpose. But then you have marksmen which are kind of like the recon which like run around and they sit there waiting as well, but they're not they're, like, to distract the enemy so your close-up dudes can run in and rape them,
Your ground troops. Well, one of the things they meant... I think he's Lance Corporal in the Marines. He was saying that... You know how in COD, like, the snipers, they just run around lone wolfing the entire situation?
Yeah.
In real-life situation, you'd be going out in groups of two or four, or even eight people at a time, and... Doing that thing, doing the same thing, except, well, not quickscoping, obviously, but
<That's>
quickscopes. No. But you'd be going out in eight-man teams and splitting off into pairs and doing your recon that way rather than one person going alone and sorting out the situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's just interesting to read, like, people giving, like, talking about their experiences in the military and stuff rather than...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's pretty much it.
Cool.
I thought it was interesting. I hope you guys did too.
Yeah. You know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
I don't know. This doesn't really relate to gaming, but the Hunger Games movie.
Well,
it's got games in it, so...
That would be such a good game.
There you go. That would be a good game.
I think me and Mike were talking about this before, but it would be a really good game.
Yeah, because I was just looking at the news on IGN, and pre-order tickets went on sale yesterday. And it's already sold out hundreds of showtimes a month ahead of the Hunger Games release.
So it should.
Yeah.
Indeed, the first day really ticket cool. sales... Guys, listen to this.
Yeah.
The first day ticket sales for Wednesday, February 22nd, broke the previous first day advance ticket sale record held by, wait for it, the Twilight Saga Eclipse.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know whether to cry in happiness or sadness.
Not too shabby for a non-sequel opening in March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I wonder if they'll make a game. If they do, I really hope.
It wouldn't be a game.
You want to make sure someone like a good game, like a good, what do you call it, company was doing it though.
Yeah.
Definitely. Not some sort of, like, I don't know, some low level dude.
EA.
EA isn't bad though.
I don't like EA.
Well, EA's the publisher anyway. It doesn't.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I'd be unhappy if they made it like some.
It wouldn't be good.
If they made it like, if they made it,
what?
Don't worry. You go.
Alright, it wouldn't be good because like you'd be stuck to a strict storyline.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. If you were stuck to a strict storyline, that'd be really bad. But
yeah,
if it was like you could create your own character type thing and what their skills are. So instead of hunting or using a bow like Katniss does. You could be more proficient with throwing stuff or, like, using a sword.
Yeah, if you could do stuff like that, I don't know, like, you'd have to
Not even doing stuff in a specific way. Like, if it was completely open world, except not open world because it's an arena, but if it was, like, you could do whatever you want and you could survive however you wanted.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
But they would have to do something like that, but they couldn't do something like keeping to the book or... like, letting you do what you want because you probably end up dying anyway and then you would just be like, oh, what was the point of playing? Because you wouldn't be able to respawn in that sort of game.
No.
Well, no, but you just... I don't know. I'm trying to think of a way that if you died, you could... Yeah. If you died, and would there be...
You can become a game maker.
Yeah. You could just... That'd actually be fun.
You just, like, screw with everyone.
Yeah, screw with everyone.
It'd be good. No, you could do it as an online game. As, like, you pick...
Yes.
You go into a game with 24 other people.
Yes.
Rather than, like, a console game. So it's an online game where you play with other people rather than AI.
Yeah. What if a game goes for, like, 5 hours, though? What if you're stuck there and, like, you and 4 other people are just hiding in a tree or something? I mean, obviously...
Then the other... Like, you could elect to have game makers or something and elect to have those who die become game makers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they can use, like, what the game makers use in the books to help the fight start, like, feasts and stuff.
Plus other stuff, though.
Don't ruin anything for people, though.
No, that's what I'm trying to do.
We're not.
Okay. All for me, by the way, because I'm still reading it.
Yeah.
Wait, did you actually borrow it, Scott?
I bought it. Yeah.
Oh, you bought it. Okay. Good lad.
I am.
Where are you up to? Well, what's like middle, beginning, end? Where are you up to?
I am.
Like an estimate. Don't give anyway any details or anything.
Okay, I'm probably about 100 pages in.
Okay. Have the game started yet?
I don't think they would have. Yeah.
No. Okay. Yeah. It gets better soon.
Do you want to talk about that Minecraft Hunger Games thing we came up with?
Oh, that's excellent.
Excellent. Micah, run us through it, because you
haven't... Just explain our Minecraft background.
Okay, Micah, you can explain that.
Oh, okay. Well, we all... You know how everyone knows how we came from the CYDI podcast, which is like all Minecraft and stuff like that.
Yep.
Well, we decided to move away from that so we have more open... topics and stuff to talk about, so we're not strictly stuck to Minecraft and everything like that. But every now and then it's always good to go back to games you played and go like, hey, this is still fun sometimes if you play with friends and stuff like that. But Scott and I came up with the idea to go on a server together and basically pick a bunch of items from creative mode and then like go back to survival mode and then like fight to the death and have bases and be
awesome.
Fun. Yeah, it's
basically
really fun.
It's basically the Hunger Games kind of thing, except you start off with whatever you want.
Yeah.
And then you fight to the death instead of having to like get it all. But we came up with a little map where we sort of made a cornucopia. If you don't know what that is, that's pretty much like the starting area. It's like, is it supposed to be a big horn, Micah?
Yeah, it's like a big trumpet thing. I don't know.
Trumpet thing, yeah.
You should read the book if you haven't. I'm only 100 pages in it. I already want to read it right now.
Yeah. Well, we'll stop talking about it now so you can...
Yeah, okay, cool.
Get rid of the urge. But, yeah, we should probably put that like a download link to that map or something so that people can play it.
We'll develop it, make it work properly. So, and then we'll release it on the website. Which, by the way, how is tgexperts.com. So feel free to
how
go.
Is it? Oh.
What?
I haven't been on the website in ages. Has it been changed or anything?
No.
Oh, so it still looks funky.
It will get better, I promise you. But it serves its purpose at the moment. And the purpose will be improved later.
You need to give us the passwords and stuff, Scott, so we can post stuff too, rather than... Or maybe, put stuff onto it, so it's not just a homepage.
Yep. I agree.
And change the banner too.
Yeah,
That is just terrible to say.
I'll work with you guys.
We can do that after we're done here, I guess, if we want to.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, I'm just going to introduce something to you right now, right? And this is I don't know what I'm talking about, actually. I'll just go out and say it. We have a giveaway for all our new listeners to the TGM podcast. If you came over from Can You Dig It podcast, you can feel free to enter as well. What we're doing is, over the last weekend, Mojang, the creators of Minecraft, did this thing where basically they got together over a weekend, made a game, and released it for a small fee, or not a small fee, whatever you want to pay. It was for charity. So we at the Gaming Experts Network went ahead and got 2 gift copies for anyone out there in the internetverse to win. So all you have to do is travel over to twitter.com/TGExperts, right?
Yeah, sorry.
Travel over to twitter.com/TGExperts and hit the follow button somewhere on the page. I don't know whereabouts it is, but if you haven't got Twitter, it's so easy to sign up. And once you've signed up and followed us, you are entered into the contest to win. And we will send you your gift code via Twitter direct message. So, twitter.com/TGExperts, follow us, and you can win 1 of 2 copies of the game that they created. For more information on that game, head to mojang.com and find the post, or hit up the show notes on the website tgexperts.com.
Apparently we already have one, like, as me and Mike are already following the Twitter, apparently we already have one follower.
Well, that's awesome.
Asmund Stemland.
Shout out to him. First follower.
Yeah, shout out to Asmund.
Shout out. If you're listening right now, that is extremely awesome.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's actually legit. That's cool.
Micah, you didn't make another... Yeah. It's not you again, is
Micah
it,
Micah? Micah fan.
No. Don't be silly. What was the TGN account called, Scott?
TG Experts. So we're at TG Experts. So go there.
Capital TGE and then Experts.
Yeah.
Like lowercase.
Yeah, so we will all... And Walshy and Micah can't win, by the way. But... Asmund Stemland, you're already entered into the competition, so congratulations.
Very nice.
So we'll be how long will we say? 2 weeks for this? Follow us? When iTunes accepts it, or in the next podcast, I'll let you know how long it goes for. But for now, it's we'll say 2 weeks. So head over to twitter.com/TGExperts and follow us up. And you can get all, we will eventually all have the password to that. And we'll all be posting. Look for -S-M and -W to know who's talking. Scott Michael Walshy. And you can contact us on that, and we will contact you. Is there anything else that we had to talk about today?
What's on the list of topics? Because I can't remember what we had.
PS Vita, and that's it.
Well, no. Not those topics.
Oh, right. I don't have that list with me either, so.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think that was the first episode.
We had... We're going to do that iOS thing, or are we going to leave that for next week?
I think we'll leave it for next week. Because I didn't actually play the game that we were going to cover, so.
I did.
Well done. And I think Mike...
Wait, you didn't play it at all, or you haven't played it recently?
I played it for like 2 minutes, and then I got bored of it. So tune in next week to find out what game that was, and we'll give you a quick run through of it.
We'll tell you to avoid it at all costs. It wasn't that bad, though, but we'll leave that for next week. We'll talk about that next
week. All right, we'll talk about that next week. So... That wraps it up for episode 1 of the TG Experts podcast for the 24th of February, 2012. Thanks very much for being on the podcast, guys, Micah and Walshy.
No problem.
You're welcome.
And it's fun. I like doing podcasts again.
And, yeah, and we will see you next Friday or Saturday. I might already be behind schedule on Saturday. But iTunes isn't accepting our feed at the moment, so if you're listening to this...
It might take a while for it to actually go up.
Yeah, if you're listening to this on iTunes, great, it's up. You don't have to worry about it. But if you're not listening to this on iTunes, then how the hell did you get this podcast?
And if you're listening to this in 30 years, then, hey, how's it going?
Well done.
Email me and see...
Well done.
Email...
if they're listening to this in 30 years, that obviously means that we actually did something with this.
Well,
so
email me and tell me if Mike owes me $1 million. You can let me know, because I probably won't remember if you're listening to this.
Well, you would have known by then, 30 years down the track.
Yeah, but I might forget about this bet.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, if you...
Yeah, so if you're listening to this in 30 years, email Scott so he can find out whether Micah owes him $1 million or not.
Al, you can contact the show and the website and the YouTube channel, which, by the way, is also TG Experts, youtube.com/TGExperts. There's nothing on there at the moment, but we're hoping
to... Micah and I had an idea for that, what we can put on there, but we'll talk to you about that in a minute, Scott.
No worries. Follow us on... Subscribe to us on youtube.com/TGExperts. And follow us on twitter.com/TGExperts. If you need to contact us for any reason whatsoever, we are. You can email us at podcast@TGExperts.com, and that will go through to one of us, and we will answer your question. Thank you very much for listening to the show and sticking around for us and all that good stuff.
For a good 35 minutes?
35 minutes.
Right with it. I think it's about 3 minutes. I don't know, my recording's been going for 40, but that's because I'm doing stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Alright, well, thanks very much for listening. Thanks for being on the podcast, guys.
No problem.
Welcome.
Again.
We'll talk next week.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.